Well, today is a day that we've come together to celebrate something. Here in America this week, in fact, it's on Wednesday, is a holiday, Valentine's Day. It's a day we celebrate love, and our love for our families, for our friends, and for our children, those of y'all that have them, I don't. But as much as we love our kids, children can be gullible, like the rest of us. They believe what adults tell them, very often without asking any questions. There's a story that my dad likes to tell about a time when he was convinced of something that wasn't quite accurate that I'd like to share today. When Dad was a small child, about 5, he had a great uncle that told him that if he could shake salt on a bird's tail, he could catch the bird. Dad, as many children tend to do, did not ask Uncle Dennis very many questions, took it at face value. He grabbed a salt shaker and ran outside, chasing birds for the rest of the afternoon. Imagine, if you will, a 5-year-old running around in the yard with a salt shaker, trying to chase down birds like he's salting them for Thanksgiving dinner. After a while, my grandfather James, who I can only believe was in on the joke, went outside and asked Dad what he was doing. And when he told my grandfather, he laughed and explained, "Son, your Uncle Dennis is right. If you're close enough to shake salt on a bird's tail, you can catch it. Not with the salt, but with your hands." We're all convinced of things this way. As humans, we believe what those around us tell us. And lately, it's been a lot of bad news. We hear that persecution of Christians is on the rise, and we see the aftermath on the news. As recently as last Tuesday, 4 Christians were killed and 9 injured in a bomb attack in Bab Tuma, Syria. We're told that laws are being passed that limit the freedom of our Christian brothers in many places across the globe. And many Christians are convinced that this is just how life is going to be for us from now on. Like many things we're convinced of, we're wrong. Paul was once a persecutor himself, but on that road to Damascus, he saw something incredible. Did Jesus appear to him out of wrath or anger or hatred? Of course not. If that had been a case, then Jesus could have simply killed Paul and stopped his persecution of the Christian church. But like the rest of us sinners, God loved Paul and gave him a second chance. Jesus appeared to him out of love, and Paul was convinced that the power of that love was greater than any persecution or hatred. Listen to what he had to say on the subject. "For I am convinced that not even death nor life, angels nor demons, things that are present nor things to come, nor powers nor heights, nor depths, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus." This is the kind of love that Jesus offers us, even still today. We often misunderstand love. We think of it as a feeling or an emotion. But like a camera out of focus, it removes a lot of the details. We often hear the phrase, "the devil is in the details," but it couldn't be more false. Because our God is a God of details. You can see it by looking around you. When you look up at the night sky, you see billions of stars, and a large portion of those are actually galaxies with their own complements of billions more. God created each and every one of those stars and knows them by name. But God's detail can be seen closer to home. Look at the person next to you. Inside that person is nearly 100,000 miles of blood vessels, each one routed to just the right spot in his or her body. God's love for us is this detailed. It's not just a passing fancy, but an enduring passion that he has maintained for humanity since the beginning of creation. We are called to love as Christ does. 1 Corinthians 13 tells us that even if we can speak in tongues, or prophecy, or cast out demons, or literally move mountains with our faith, if we have love, we have nothing. The same chapter tells us what this kind of love is supposed to look like. We are to be patient and kind, not jealous, not boastful, not proud or rude. We are to never give up, never lose faith, and be always hopeful. Through the love of Christ, we can endure every circumstance. I, like Paul, I am utterly convinced of the love of Christ. The sinless Lamb, who gave his life so that we may live, showed the ultimate love. When he told the Pharisees the greatest commandment, he did not single out a single one of the 600-plus Jewish laws, but he summed them all up in two famous statements. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Today, we call ourselves Christians, but back when the New Testament was being written, the Romans enjoyed using that word as an insult. The translation from Latin means little Christ. The title we proudly carry today shows that we want to be like Christ, and I am firmly convinced that in order to live like Christ lived, we must first love like Christ loved. How did he love? He not only told us that nothing can separate us from his love, but he put that love into practice by doing all that 1 Corinthians chapter 13 teaches us. On Wednesday, we'll be celebrating Valentine's Day. And though I hope you'll say I love you to all of your friends and family, I also hope you will continue to say it, and more importantly, show it every day of the year so that they might see the love of Christ that lives within you. Putting salt on a bird's tail, like my dad tried, isn't very easy and may not be possible at all. But I'm convinced that loving like Christ is very possible. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.